species.
It's time for me to be honest. It's not me, it's you. It's really you. No, hold on. I got a text message coming through. Actually, you know what? I gotta go. This date is over. I need to see Miss Marie.
You're listening to The State Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie, coming to you live from the I Am For Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. Thank you so much for joining me on this warm Sunday evening if you're in the D.C. metropolitan area. You know, here on The State Is Over Radio, we discuss all things dating, the good, the bad, and in a lot of cases, the ugly, because sometimes dating can be ugly because I've had some real ugly experiences. I've had some beautiful ones, too. But if this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you're a regular, welcome back. I'm so happy that you decided to join me because we're going to talk like we always do. Talk about some good things. I got some special guests in the studio. I got Miss Neal. What's up, Miss Neal?
Hey, Miss Marie.
She tried to get sexy with it.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Miss Marie. That's just my voice.
She's sexy like that.
She sounds peachy.
Don't use my word.
That's your word?
Don't do it.
I need a new word.
Don't do it.
It's not peachy. It's peaches like Beyonce.
There you go. Okay.
Can you lick my Skittle? It's the sweetest in the middle. But anyways, we got Wally in the studio. No, she said Beyonce.
I'm sorry.
Look, we're going to play that song today anyways. So we also got Wally in the studio. So what's up, Wally?
Hello, spectacular people.
And tonight we are talking about young love. Do you like them old or young? But before we get tonight's topic, I want to say happy Mother's Day to all the wonderful, wonderful moms, you know, stepmoms, grandmoms, aunties, all the ladies out there. Single moms, married moms, cheating, well, maybe not the cheating moms.
Wow. But, I guess everybody's love too. Yeah, cheating moms too. No. Everybody's love.
But I want to give a special shout out to my mother, Janet Perry. I love you dearly.
Awesome lady.
She's such a wonderful
awesome
woman.
Awesome lady.
She's been very instrumental to thisdateisover.com. She's been helping us with like flyers and proofreading and audio equipment. So. Gotta give a lot of love to my mother because she's the best. I don't care what you guys gotta say about your moms, but mine, I know she's the best.
She's special. That's what I will say. That she's special.
She is special. She's so special. Happy Mother's Day to my mother and also to my stepmom Sherry and my sister-in-law Crystal. They've done a great job, and I miss my nieces today. You know, I did cook brunch for my mom, and my brother came over. I asked my brother to bring some champagne. Mm-hmm. He said, "I got some in the fridge. I'll bring it." I was like, great. You got the champagne. What does he show up with? White wine.
Wow.
Like, damn it, man. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot to my brother Kenny for bringing the white wine instead of the champagne and sparkling cider. I wanted to have a mimosa.
At least he tried.
But I still, yeah, he did try.
Exactly.
Sparkling cider.
Yeah, but I still have the wine at home that I'm going to drink. So thank you. I mean, he doesn't really drink wine or champagne, so yeah. I'm going
to
just give
him. But you have to know the difference between wine and champagne, though.
Yeah, okay. But I'm going to give him a
back.
Pass.
I got your back, Kenny. He tried.
He tried. I'm going to give him a pass. Okay. He tried. He tried. But keep in mind, on Saturday, May 17th, we are going to get together for some cocktails and conversations, and we're going to shoot some pool. So if you're available from 4 to 8 Saturday, it's going to be in the D.C. metropolitan area. It's going to be at Union Jack's in Bethesda, Maryland. We're going to get together. It's free. You ain't got to pay nothing. There well, you got to pay for your drinks and stuff, but you ain't got to pay to get in.
Unless
so.
You meet an old or young guy there.
Yeah, you might meet an old head there. Shoot, I'm trying to get me a sugar daddy. Hello. It's a couple pairs of shoes I like. Wow. I posted them on the Twitter and on Instagram at Date Is Over. Check it out. But no, I don't roll like that. I don't need a, well, I ain't gonna say I don't need a sugar daddy, but you know, if anybody's hiring, I will gladly
sponsorship.
I will gladly. Oh, I take sponsors.
You see how she had to stop that though?
I will.
First it was like, I'm not really about that. Then it was all
I'm
of a sudden
it
was
I'm not
like,
really about it, but I'm saying if there is, look, I got a thing for Jim Vance. I don't know if y'all know who Jim Vance is. He's on the news, Channel
yeah,
4.
Channel 4.
He all of like 73, but he could so get it. Donnie Simpson, if he wasn't married, he could so get it. George Clooney, oh heavens Lord, I would trip and fall. I would slip on a banana peel and fall right on George Clooney.
Oh,
he's getting married by the way. So
is he really?
Yeah, he is.
The Forever Bachelor.
Oh, yeah, wow. Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
He's only 70 though. So.
ER.
Yeah, but he could get
he's
it.
He's 70.
No, I'm just saying.
I'm about to say, you almost scared me. Dang.
Why? Did you want a chance?
No, not at all. No.
What
no.
did that scare you for?
No, because I thought he was a lot younger than 70. Yeah, I should call me off guard. Don't be trying to do that to
look,
me.
Look, she came for I don't know.
Yeah. For what? Yeah. What happened
I didn't
to her?
Know what, she would what you were trying to say.
I didn't do anything to Miss Marie.
Too early for
you were
that.
Like, George Clooney's 70 to her.
Nah,
like, you grabbed, you clutched your pearls like you were upset.
Now Miss Marie's coming at me. And I ain't doing anything to... Please, continue. I'm sorry.
No.
Continue.
You
I'm
clutched
sorry.
Your pearls, so I was trying to
pearls,
figure out...
Pearls? Never mind.
It's just a state. It's just a figure of speech, man.
Yeah. Usa,
figure
Usa, of speech. Bring it back. Bring it back.
Figure
like
of
the
speech.
Like the men on film did it on In Living Color. You remember, like, clutch the pearls? That's
oh, yeah. I remember. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But anyway...
This conversation's kind of...
I know, right? Yeah. Wally is like, I don't want to talk about this. So once again, Cocktails and Conversations is going to be Saturday, May 17th from 4 to 8. Come on out, meet the team, meet some new people, you know, might get a friend, might get an old friend, a young friend, new friend, whatever you're going to do, you're going to have some fun. You can RSVP at tdiococktails.eventbrite.com or just go to thisdateisover.com, that'll be easier. Just go to thisdateisover.com, click on the events tab and you will see it there, RSVP. Come on out, meet some people and let's partay. So yeah, tonight's topic is young love. Young love, do you like them young? Do you like them old? What's the rules of engagement or the rule of thumb when it comes to dating somebody that's significantly older or younger than you? What's your preference? Give us a call. The number is 301-560-6992, 301-560-6992. You can tweet me. That sounds like something that an old person would say.
Yeah, I was about to say.
You can tweet me. Pardon. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at @dateisover. And also like us on Facebook, facebook.com/thisdateisover. So once again, young love. Do you like them significantly older, significantly younger? What's your take on that? Dating them? Do you sleep with them? Do you want a long-term relationship with somebody that's younger or older? Let us know. 301-560-6992 is the number. But we're going to get some music first. I dedicate this song to all the mothers out there. It's called Picture Perfect, because y'all are picture perfect.
Yes,
by Eric Roberson. So keep it right here on The Flow.
Girl, you are picture perfect. Perfect vision in my eyes. Girl, you are picture perfect. Perfect vision. Yes, you are. I couldn't draw you better, baby. You were so divine. I guess God took his time when he came up with your design. I couldn't draw you better, baby. Words can't describe how you look under these stars tonight. Blessing to my eyes. Girl, you are picture perfect. Perfect vision in my eyes. Girl, you are picture perfect. Perfect vision. Yes, you are. Yeah. I couldn't draw you better, baby. Just holding your hand gives me satisfaction similar to when two lovers dance. Couldn't draw you better, baby. Neck was made for me to kiss on. All my songs, they seem to run on. If I write about you, picture perfect, perfect vision. Yes, you are. Girl,
Miss Marie, right here on the floor.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
You're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie, coming to you live from the I Am For Radio Broadcasting Network on RockTheFlow.com. You've heard music from Jill Scott. The song was Blessed. Yes, because I'm so blessed to have my mother once again because it's Mother's Day. And right before that, music from Eric Roberson. The song was Picture Perfect. I love that song by Eric Roberson. But we got some special guests in the studio. We got Wally, the other half of ThisDateIsOver.com. What's up, Wally?
What's up, squirrel people?
Ooh, let me turn your volume down.
Yeah, a little bit. Just a little bit.
We also got Miss Neal. What's up, Miss Neal?
Hey, everybody.
She's single and mingling.
Hey.
Me too. But tonight we're talking about young love, and if you want to get in on tonight's topic, the number is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992 is the number to the studio. So young love, you know, do you have an age preference? I'm going to pass that to you, Miss New, when it comes to dating.
I do.
And it is what?
Older.
How much older?
The best experiences have been at least 5 years older.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yes.
Well, I need to write that down. 5 years older.
Yeah.
And why that?
Between 3 and 5. I'll say between 3 and 5.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Why?
It just seems a little less gamey in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
They've been around long enough to know to hide the games until they're comfortable.
Uh-huh. You know what? I'll save my story for later. I'll pass it to you, Wally. Do you have an age preference?
At the moment now, it's more about my age. It used to be, for me, it used to be older. Mm-hmm. I like what she just said, the game plan. All that, it was done. I felt like as dealing with an older lady, they knew what they wanted there and then. Mm-hmm. I mean, regardless of what it was, if they just wanted to be friends, that was fine. If they just wanted to have sex, it was fine. So it was to mm-hmm. a point where they told you ahead of time. It wasn't trying to, you know, give you the runaround or whatnot or trying to stack their roster. They'll let you know and tell you, okay, this is what I want. And
what did she say? Like, hey, young whippersnapper, here's what I want you to do. I want you to go down, get me some tampons.
I need some depends real quick.
I remember it was one situation where I met this lady at the Zanzibar years ago.
Ooh,
when it was
if
open.
You're in the D.C. metropolitan area, you know about the Zanzibar.
Aren't they trying
was
to
it
bring
Friday
back?
Friday night?
Friday night.
Friday night they had the buffet.
Aren't they trying to bring that back, though?
They do have
it. The Zanzibar is a different location.
But it's terrible,
though. Is it like Pennsylvania?
I've been there. I try to relive my youth. It's terrible.
So, as you were saying, what's your Zanzibar? Bar experience.
All right, so I get a phone. I got this lady's number.
Did she approach you? You approached her?
I approached her.
Was she sexy?
Yeah.
Did she look her age?
No. She looked a little younger. So I asked her, you know, during the conversation we had at the club, I was like, how old are you? So she was about a good, at that, 7 years older than me. So that following day, she wanted to meet up. And she lived somewhere in the city. Met her in her car. So it was just talking and whatnot. And she pretty much said that, like, what she really wanted. She said she wouldn't do it that day, that night.
How did she say it?
The conversation verbatim was 7 years. It was about a while ago. But okay, let me try to remember the conversation for what it was. So what do you expect to happen with this? I was like, well, I don't know what to expect. I'm thinking, you know, just trying to have fun. She stated that, well, you can do it, but it will happen. It can't happen tonight. It's going to happen tomorrow. Just call me tomorrow.
Wow, she set it up.
Mm-hmm. So
she set it up.
Yeah, so it happened.
But that was a nice way to set it up.
That was a nice way to set it up.
Because I can't think of anybody that's actually set it in an elegant way, even though it sounds like an oxymoron to say, mm-hmm. like, hey, I want to bang your brains out. Like, I've never had a guy approach that situation properly. I've mm-hmm. always had them send me, like, not me asking, just I had
unsolicited penis shots in my text.
Oh yeah, it wasn't like that. It was just a conversation.
Yeah, like,
it was
nice they weren't smooth with it was.
Like we, I mean, obviously we made out in the car, but she told me right there, it's like it's not gonna happen now. All right, I guess she didn't want to seem easy or whatnot.
Did she make it clear that that was all that
making
she
out in the car? She's not easy, huh?
That she made it clear. She that made that it was very all that she wanted though.
Within that situation, yeah, you can tell. I mean, it's like it was really Philly in all areas. So, she knew it. So as our relationship, because it really wasn't a true relationship, but as our interactions continued to proceed, it was like, oh, well, it was like, you know, I'm the type of chick, you ain't got to take me out. You just come over, and that was it. So it was like that direct. It was that direct.
Hmm. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. So what's the youngest?
The youngest I've ever, I'm not a fan of young, but I guess the youngest I've ever like truly dated would have to be from this age, probably 28.
So that was recent.
Yeah, like just
'cause we're all 30-ish.
Yeah. So it's probably 28 that I've been out with, but I'm always uncomfortable with that.
Yeah.
It just doesn't feel. I always it's bad. I always go back to the thought process of, well, when I was in the sixth grade, this person wasn't even in, you know, grade school. I know I suck, but I always have that thought process.
But that's weird to hear you say that as a man, that mm-hmm. you don't like younger women.
I know, I mean, you hear it all the time, but for me, and I think a lot of times just where you're at in terms of like your conversation mentally or whatnot, it's not the same. You know, people listen to certain different music or whatever, like people talking about the Nae
Nae. Now it's terrible. Now it's music.
Yeah, like Nae Nae or Turn Up. And I'm like, I don't talk like that. Yeah. So then you don't relate to that individual. So it's different. But like nowadays, I try to open up, you know, open myself a little bit more. But my preference is not young. I won't lie. My preference is not younger. I know that for a fact, though.
Wow. So you wouldn't even do 5 years younger?
That was 5 years.
Yeah, about. Yeah, about.
Yeah.
No, not really.
Mm.
No.
Well,
I think that's weird for a man to say that, because I think that women, females mature faster than.
Yeah, because so that would be my rationale.
That's what I said. I think that's weird to hear him say that. But I understand, because females are silly.
I don't know. I think women are taking a step back, especially with Instagram and Turn Up and The Real Housewives of this and Love and Hip Hop that. So I think a lot of these young girls are taking a back seat. They're not as mature as they used to be.
Right.
They see these chicks on TV and they think that they can have that. Everybody wants to run and get this long weave. They have like 45 packs of hair in their head, and they think that they're a celebrity on Instagram because they have 200 followers and they're still catching a bus, and they have they're sorely misguided. Sorely misguided.
Where degrees and careers take a backseat to ratchetness.
Yes. And degrees and careers take a all the way in the back of the bus.
Right.
Ratchet Rhonda, front row.
Front row. Keep
front
a man.
Front row.
Keeps a man.
Keeps a man. But she ain't gonna keep Wally, huh? She ain't keep you.
Wally don't want it depends on how old she is.
Wally will sleep with Ratchet Rhonda though. Won't you?
Who's Rhonda? See, I don't know who Ratchet Rhonda is, you know what I mean? Yeah. I have to see who this ratchet individual is, you know what I mean? So we can't put that on me.
Yeah, okay.
You know, I mean, give me some description. Give me a description. Like, what is it? Something.
Mm-hmm.
Not give me anything right now.
We said ratchet. What else? Description?
What's ratchet?
Were you not
ratchet
just listening? We said she got to get the 45 packs of hair in her head, the weave.
But she used to be busted and ratchet. That don't mean nothing.
She wear the tight dresses.
She's cute. She just don't have a career.
Okay, we're talking about
she
her personality.
She turns up
okay.
every weekend.
Okay. Right.
She lives with her parents.
She lives with her parents?
She has a child.
Okay.
She takes booty shots all over the internet.
Okay. Ratchet can get it.
Exactly. Exactly.
I think that's what we're saying.
The chick with a degree, they're having
right.
it.
Standards.
Not having it.
That's married. That's like that's marriage material, though. The chick with a degree, though. Are
but,
we talking about...
But they can't
about,
be like one and the same?
They could be both. That's not a problem.
Okay, because the one with the degree could get ratchet for you, but you don't give her the time of day because you looking at Ratchet Rhonda and that.
Well, see, I don't focus on focus on ratchetness. We're talking about just sex. If I look at it, I'm sexually attracted to it. But we're talking
but
about
the chick that got the degree. She probably don't dress like that, so you're gonna keep looking at Ratchet Rhonda.
I'm not staring down Ratchet Rhonda over the chick with a degree. I'm not doing that.
You don't know she has a degree. Ratchet Rhonda is in the section. She got on the tightest dress.
That's true.
Her boobs and her booty are out. She got the long weave. Miss Degree probably got the button up and skirt. Yes, she ain't got too much exposed. She's real conservative.
How conservative? Not everybody's that conservative.
Not too
though,
conservative, but you gonna do a make a beeline right for Ratchet Rhonda.
That's not a guarantee.
Young and Dumb.
That's not a guarantee.
I've seen it. I was at the club a couple weeks ago. That's so not my thing. I'm not a big club person. I just have to be sitting in a section, and I just was looking at the young chicks. I was like, y'all are just stupid. Like, I barely saw this chick's face. I saw her ass the entire time. Like, could you please get out of my face?
Oh, really?
And one chick that was sitting next to me, she kind of stank, but nobody cared because she was ratchet.
No one cared.
Nobody
was over it.
That's a big problem. Like,
you say that, but you just said Ratchet Rhonda could get it.
Ratchet Rhonda, you didn't say she stunk, though.
You still hit it. You just put it in a shower. But like, it was just,
what?
It
really was though? Like, really though? Like, really?
It was this young chick. Let me tell you. She had by far the worst weave I had ever seen, like, that entire day. She just had a really bad weave. And her skirt was too tight. It was so tight that it was, you know, she had the muffin top action going on. And her outfit was just so busted and cheap. She could have been no more than like 25. This dude that was next to me, he's probably like 38, all over her. And I'm like, do you not see her face? Do you not see her hair? Look at her shoes. They are cheap. Look at her outfit.
One word.
Not a care in the
one
world.
One word. Fellatio. He got it.
Wow. I don't know if he want to get it from her.
He did.
She probably scathed it with her teeth because she wouldn't know what she's doing.
Oh, wow.
No, but she looked a mess. But a lot of guys just do not care. When it comes to age, they're not going to accept that from a 45-year-old chick, but they'll accept it from a 25-year-old.
That's true.
Why is that?
Because their bodies are, I mean, if you're comparing a body to, you know, a 45-year-old body to an individual who's a female's body who's about 25, I mean,
but
she's going to be more
still nice. I know a lot of 45.
I didn't say. I mean, say 9 times out of 10, you're gonna probably lean towards the individual who's 25 year old because they're in their prime.
Okay.
Like you're in their prime in terms of your body. You're in your prime.
But didn't you say that you liked older
women? I didn't say me. Wow. I'm saying. I'm getting perspective of other individuals.
Of shallow individuals.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
I'm not saying
not you individuals
not
such
you
as yourself.
Not myself. Yeah, I'm okay. Just giving you a perspective
people
of other
people. People like you.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Because I've met.
When it comes to younger guys, I try to avoid it. I mean, if it happens, it happens. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not going to be the end of the world. But a lot of times I don't feel that I have anything in common with them because I don't listen to Lil Wayne. And I'm not saying that every young dude listens to that. Every dude in their 20s listens to it. But it's an inclination for them to lean towards mm-hmm. that type of stuff. Because at that stage in their life, they're not looking for anything serious. Just looking to have fun.
Yeah.
Like, I'm 30-ish. I don't know. I mean, I like to have fun still. Hello. But I don't know if I'm just trying to jump in the sack with somebody that's 25 or 26 or 27, 28. Well, maybe 28. But I'm thinking, like, the younger they are, they're not going to know what the hell they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're going to be like, they don't take their time.
Like, everything's rushed?
I think they would just rush everything sexually and I wouldn't be satisfied. So I don't know. I could be wrong.
It wouldn't even get that
far. Yeah, I mean, I can't. I think the youngest guy I ever dated was 5 years younger than me. Yeah.
And I'm going to say about 6 months for me.
It was.
Yeah.
6 months?
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, wow.
If that young.
So he said what?
I just have an intimidation quality that it just won't work out.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, 6 months.
But it just goes back to me.
I think
it's a maturity thing.
I mean, but you know what? A younger female is going to be a lot different than a younger male.
Oh, absolutely.
It's so. I mean, don't get it twisted. I can't stand anybody that's 25 or younger. It's just a rule of mine. I hate all of them. However, a 25-year-old female, even though she may be ratchet, she may be this, she may be that, it's going to be easier to rein her in than that 25-year-old male that is waiting in line for the phone posits and you can see his underwear.
Yes.
And he
the
messed
new
up
Jordans.
And has 3 neck tattoos and no job and he's waiting for his demo to be picked up. I can't
with a young rapper. Just cannot. I'm so sorry if that's what you're pursuing. I can't even do with a 30-year-old rapper. I'm like, my man,
no
hang
rappers
it up.
At all. No
he's,
rappers
he's,
at all.
He's chasing a dream.
Chase the dream of that 9 to 5, buddy.
Right.
You can do both. He probably have to do both.
If he's doing both, I can get with that.
Oh, you're talking about just an isolated rapper?
But
like
if he's not
that's
good,
job,
yeah.
That's another one because I've come across people who are in their 30s who are not good, and I have avoided them after they told me to listen to their music.
Let's be real. Honestly, most of the folks that are over 30 that are rapping, who haven't been discovered aren't good.
Right.
I'm just being real. They're not really good.
Okay. Well, we got to go to commercial. So keep in mind the number to reach us in the studio is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992 is the number to the studio. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at DateIsOver. And also like us on Facebook, facebook.com/thisdateisover. We are talking about young love. Do you like them young or do you like them old? Let us know. Got to go to commercial. And right after that, play some music. And then we'll be back with some more chitter chatter with the folks in the studio. So keep it right here on the flow.
My name is Dale Pazinski. I volunteer with United Way to help the homeless in my community learn computer skills and build a basic resume. I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
I love your face. You love the taste. That sugar babe. In
turn the cherry out.
Can't wait till I get home so you can tear that cherry out.
You're listening to The State is Over Radio right here on The Flow. I'm your host, Miss Marie. Also got some special guests in the studio. I got Wally and Miss Neal. What's up, guys?
Hey.
Hello.
And we're coming to you live from the I Am For Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. Just heard music from Beyonce. Yes, Beyonce. Probably the only song that I like on the album. It's called Blow. Because I don't know about you guys, but if I hear Drunk in Love one more time, I'm going to blow my freaking brains out because I'm so over that damn song.
I used to like that song, but it's been overplayed.
So I'm over it. I am so over it. But tonight, we are talking about young love. Do you like them young or do you like them older? The number to the studio is 301-560-6992, 301-560-6992. We got a caller. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Laquan from Jersey.
What's up, Laquan from Jersey? You want to chime in on tonight's topic? What you got to add?
Yeah. Let me tell you what. I'm a little disappointed with you ladies up there, man. I think you guys did a lot of categorizing of younger men. That isn't necessarily true.
Like?
Because equally, there's older women in the same spot as those men you described. Women who are unemployed, women who don't know their left and their right. Prime example is yesterday, I had a little work trip. I'm on the airport on my way back. I had a little bit of like an hour of a layover. So I go to the bar, have a drink. Nice lady pulls up next to me. She has a seat next to me. We begin to talk about what do you do, X, Y, Z. And I tell her what I do. She goes, wow, I'm very impressed. I'm like, what about yourself? She's like, well, I'm still looking for work. All right, things happen. I'm like, okay, well, what was your field of work? She goes, well, I never really established one. So what did you do for the last some odd years? I just kind of ran by the seat of my pants. Described to me 10 different states she's lived in. Or well, maybe you're in the military. No.
So point was she good looking? You know,
very. Drop dead gorgeous.
Well, that's why she didn't have to work, honey.
Have to work.
That's why she didn't have to work because somebody paid for her to work. They paid for that face. They paid to see her every day because she didn't have to work. But I hear where you're coming from. Now, I'm not saying all young dudes and whatnot are unemployed. We're definitely
or
not
uninspired.
Saying that. But I'm just saying that in a lot of cases, not all, but in a lot of cases, when I've come across a younger guy, it's just not a match because we're on two different wavelengths. I have a certain area.
In terms of what?
As far as where I want to go with relationship-wise, where I want to go with my life, and type of... We don't have, like, a lot of common ground. Like, you know, he listens to Lil Wayne. He's never heard of Earth, Wind, and Fire. He doesn't know.
Oh, come on.
I went on a road trip with some guys. They never even heard of Onyx. It broke my heart. I was like, you don't know who Onyx is? I was like, oh, damn.
How old are you?
The categories you limited to so far is music,
no.
And relationship.
No, project. And sex.
That's crazy.
Well, yeah, how crazy. Old are you, if you don't mind us asking?
I'm 26 years old. I know you said, oh, I hate all people 25 and under, so I barely...
I mean, you made the cut, so I don't understand.
So you made it.
You made it.
So how can we change our minds about younger guys? Because like I said, a lot of younger guys are not looking for something substantial. They're looking for, you know, just to play the field. Like, when you're in your 30s and older, you're kind of looking for something a little more permanent.
I tell you what, I've met women older, and we've gotten to know each other and kicked it or whatever. And then, like, wait a minute, I just realized I don't even know your age. I'm like, you know what, I'm 26 years old. I'm like, what? And it blows their mind, and all of a sudden the relationship changes. Because they put so much weight on the age and not the relativity of people's life. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So the point is, age is relative to experience.
That is true.
That's true.
Yes, typically, older women are more experienced. At least you'd hope so. But again, age is nothing but a relative stance of how long you've been on Earth.
Mm-hmm. But so a lot of that number has to you know, indicates that person's experience. In a lot of cases, not all. I mean, my thing is maturity. His maturity level. Is he going to pick up the phone and call me? Because if I meet a younger guy, most guys my age, which really pisses me off now. All they want to do is text me. They don't want to call me. They don't want to pick up the phone. They want to do the let's come. Can I come over and chill? Won't you come over and chill? No, I'm not about that life.
Well, look, I think, again, you guys categorize these type of guys.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight she mentioned, well, but you're waiting in line for the phone posits. And
you know damn well that's true.
waiting for his CD, his demo to get picked up.
You know damn well that's true. Look, you know what? The next time they release some sneakers, I want you to go out there and poll the age group, the age range of these guys. And I guarantee you.
Why? Because the older ones already have the hookup with Nike.com, and they don't.
Not
have
all, because I do know some 35-year-olds that have stood in line for some Jordans.
Exactly.
But most of them do have a hookup.
They also need to stop.
Yeah, they definitely need to stop. But as you were saying, Laquan.
Any individual waiting in any damn line at any point in their life for over 8 hours for a sneaker is ridiculous.
Absolutely.
I don't care if you're 17 or 60. You know what I mean?
So, again, Laquan, what is your preference? You don't have a preference?
My preference is older women, to be honest.
And why is that?
Oh, well, it does. To some degree, what you guys said is true. So let me concede that point a little bit. That it is relative to age. Most people in their 20s are looking for, you know, the toddler to mill type stuff. And it's very temporary mentality, right?
Exactly.
I think women in general, especially like older women, have a tendency to want to look for something more concrete, mm-hmm. but they also have a tendency to settle.
Mm.
Right? A lot of older women have a tendency to settle because they've given up or they've lost hope that, you know, good men is a dying breed, and or that breed is too young for them, right? So you can come across a great guy, be ideally everything you're looking for, but he tells you he's 25, 26, 27, 28. You're like, can't do it.
But you know what, Laquan?
All of a sudden you throw that good guy back in the pool. You know what I'm saying?
Let me tell you this. One of the best dates I had ever been on was with a guy that was 25 years old.
Mm-hmm. How old were you?
I was 30-ish.
this was last week.
Oh, wow.
This was last week.
One of the best dates. Okay. He was a perfect gentleman. Like, you know, came to my door. He didn't say, I'm outside. I am here. He knocked on my door, came and got me out of my house, walked me to the car, opened my car door, shut my car door, took me to the restaurant, pulled out front, opened the door. Walked me to the restaurant, and he said, I'll be right back. I'm going to park the car.
Never came back.
No, he came back. He was just a perfect gentleman the entire time. Like, he pulled out my chair. Like, stuff that you would think that guys my age or older would do.
So did you find out that it was really a lesbian named Cleo?
No, actually, he was a great guy. It's just,
it just wasn't
a match.
Okay.
It just was not a match. I think he was a little too timid. I don't want to. He just was very timid. He hadn't really experienced a lot, so he was kind of sheltered.
Oh my goodness.
He was very quiet. You know, kind of, you know, conservative. You know,
but
I like to laugh.
Too,
but yeah, I mean, but yeah. Like I said, he was a great guy. Great guy. And when the night ended, he walked me back to my door once again.
And that's
nice. His mom raised him right.
Yeah, his mom raised him right.
She sure did.
Yes, but Laquan, thank you so much for calling. Appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Safe travels to you, my friend.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
But yeah, that was a great date with a 25-year-old.
I'm not going to say that there are none out there.
And I'm not going to either.
I'm not going to say that. I'm just going to say that.
The average.
Okay, so I'm 30-ish, the average
25-year-old.
The youngest that I've had come for me was 19.
Wow.
I've had that happen.
Okay, so when that happens, it's just kind of like, how old are you?
You should feel good
I
about
told
yourself.
The guys,
I
don't,
oh, wait
you
a
should.
Minute.
I'm about
it's
to
pause.
Say.
It's
okay.
Two sides of that.
Okay, I'm about to say, okay.
It's two sides of that.
Okay.
Of course, I felt great
okay.
about that.
Yeah.
But then it's just kind of like, they don't get it when you say, sir, my son will be 19 in 2 years. Like, they don't get it. Not really, but it's like, that's how I
think. I'm old enough to be your teen mom.
Yeah, yeah.
I had to tell somebody that. I'm old enough to be your teen mom.
I mean, it's not true, but that's how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
And they're the ones, like, they have all the confidence in the world. Like,
wait,
but
too
why?
Much,
but
too
why?
Too
but why?
Much.
Oh,
yeah. I love the but why. But
I can do whatever an older man can do, sir.
Yeah. Pay these bills then. Pay this mortgage. But anyways, we got to go to break, so keep it right here on The Flow. That's rocktheflow.com. Make certain you tweet me or hit me on Instagram at Date Is Over. And also like the Facebook page, facebook.com/thisdateisover.
At highway speeds, the average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. That's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop texts. StopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
listening to This Day Is Over Radio with my auntie, Miss Marie, right here on the flow.
You're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on the flow with your host, Miss Marie. You just heard music from High Five. The song was I Like the Way. If they haven't heard that song, never heard of High Five, they are too young for me.
Cancel your order.
I can't do it. This date is over. I'm so sorry. This date is totally over. And speaking of this date is over, check out the website, thisdateisover.com. That is the website. Post your bad date stories and relationship woes. There's a lot of funny stories on there, so post yours, because I know I'm not the only person that's been on a bad date. So run, don't walk, but run over to thisdateisover.com and post your bad date stories. And I keep in mind that we are having our cocktails and conversations on Saturday, May 17th, 4 to 8. It's going to be in Bethesda, Maryland at Union Jack's British Pub. Check out the signature cocktail called The Lover. It is so delicious because I sampled it, and I've had several this weekend. Delicious. So make certain you order that. You can RSVP. It's free, you know, to attend. But of course, your drinks ain't free. So don't get it twisted, because I had somebody text me like, are the drinks included? If you don't sit your dumb ass down asking me, what the hell kind of budget do you think I have?
Ninjas are always trying to get
always
over.
Trying to get I something swear. Free. If you don't break out your wallet and buy your own damn drinks and stop playing with me, or you better get smart like me and show some cleavage and get your drinks for free. Hello.
Work it out.
Right. But you can RSVP. Go to thisdateisover.com for more details. Well, we got some special guests in the studio. We got Miss Neal. Hey, Miss Neal.
Hey, Miss Marie.
And we got Wally. What's up, Wally?
Hello, swell people. I'm going through the motion. I'm sorry.
It's all good. It's a little warm in the studio, so it's a little distracting. But you can give us a call. The number is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. We are talking about young love. Do you like them young, or do you like them a little bit older? You know, what's the youngest you would date? Do you prefer to date younger? Do you prefer to date somebody older? Why or why not? So I asked you guys on Facebook, because we do have the Facebook group and whatnot. I don't know how the hell to say this guy's name. I'm going to just call him Mr. S. He says he likes him younger because he was still like another child.
That's fair. That's a fair argument. I won't deny
that. I know
that.
People that have had kids.
Yeah,
40.
but you know.
Who wants to do that?
I know I don't, but I mean, at this rate, I don't know if I haven't had a child yet. I don't know if that's going
to
happen.
You want the opportunity, the chance to. I can see where he's coming from. The opportunity, the chance to have multiple, not just one, maybe one, or maybe two, three more kids. So,
and that's why what the caller was talking about, older women tend to settle.
Yeah. So yeah, I can understand. I understand that statement.
Miss Smith said, "I'm 38 and rather not date anyone younger than 35, but them youngins always trying to holler at old gal. I don't want to deal with them youngins in their 20s because most of them don't have their mindset, and I don't want to feel like a molester." And I have definitely felt like that with somebody young trying to holler at me. Like I said, I go to, you know, school, you know, go to a community college, you know, I'm back in school for like the 8th time. This is not my first time at the rodeo. I'm like, oh, she's going to community college. But, although community college is cool. You know, I have my degrees from the university.
Yeah,
but anyways, but you know, going to a community college,
you're susceptible to 18 and 19
Yes, year olds. I see the 17, 18, 19 year olds, and they've tried to holler at me. And I said to you guys earlier, I told this guy, I'm old enough to be your teen mom. Like, I can't get with you. You can't even go out drinking with me.
Wow.
If you can't go out drinking
tough.
With me,
that's tough.
This is not going to work.
Yeah.
It's just not going to work. You know, the average 19, I mean, I couldn't even think of laying down with a 19 year old. I would probably just go to the jail myself and report myself. Like, you know what, officer? I just slept with a 19-year-old. I feel some kind of way. Can you lock me up?
And now I feel dirty. Great.
I feel dirty. Great. I feel like I am an abuser. So I don't want any parts of that. He better be like, I don't know. Rich? I don't know.
Rich.
How old is Master P, son?
Please don't be a
Romeo.
Gold.
Romeo's over 20. He's like, he's got to be about 20.
How old is Lil Bow Wow?
Now I'll go under the 25 for Lil Romeo.
He does have a nice body, but he turned me off when he did that, like, test college commercial.
Why? He graduated from like USC.
USC. Went to a good school.
He also turned me off when he had that music video with him like dry humping the ground.
Right now you're judging.
See, yeah, it judge. That's something terrible. That someone his age but would do. He did like a grind on me video, and I was turned off, turned all the way off. My buddy Lawrence, he said I dated a 21-year-old when I was 30. We had so much fun. That's all it ended up being. Yeah. It's not about the age; it's the maturity. Because mm-hmm. there are a lot of women my age that act younger than her.
That's true.
Would I do it again? Who knows? It's very true. That's it's all true. About maturity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it's different for guys. Like we said earlier, it's different.
It is
guys, women mature.
I know. You staring at me. I can feel it too. I can feel the heat right now. I can feel it.
Women mature a lot faster right than men do.
Right,
and a 21-year-old guy versus a 21-year-old girl is going to be completely different.
I feel like I was mature. I knew I was mature at the age of 25, 21 to 25. I was mature. So I can't speak for everybody else. I was mature.
Knocking out anything
that's
moving.
You know what?
But see, I knew what I wanted. Though. See, at the time, I knew what I wanted.
You knew
though.
What you wanted in the moment, or you knew what you wanted long term?
For that moment, and even in terms of like, I had an age set to a point where I thought I was gonna take anything serious. Like when I was 25, I was like, all right, I'm good. I'm still gonna do me, have fun, whatever. When I turned 28, I was like, okay, it's time to kind of think about things a little differently. So I had a plan.
So what happened when you turned 30?
When I turned 30, it was more of like, I'm still trying to find out what I want to do.
Yeah. And then he's going to be 40. Like, I still have no
still
idea.
Still trying to find
is.
Out what I want.
I'm 40 and I got this 21-year-old.
Nah, that's too much. I'm not R. Kelly.
You know what?
Don't make me out to be R. Kelly.
I don't want
to
be the old chick in the club with somebody. Like, oh, is that your son? Like, oh, no, that's my man.
See, I wouldn't do that.
I don't want that because I saw that, not in the club, but at a restaurant on Friday. Copper Canyon.
Oh.
I was looking at this chick who's probably in her mid to late 20s with a guy that was like 2.5 times her age. Number one, he was not cute. Not 1 ounce. He was balding. He looked like he was her father. Like, seriously. Or grandfather.
It's called benefit.
I get it. She was with her young friend and her boyfriend. The other 25-year-old had a 25-year-old boyfriend. She had like a 55, 60-year-old boyfriend. He was not hot. I'm just like, this
how's
guy.
That happen, though?
What
I'm
still
trying
mean?
To figure out.
Come
like,
on
how's that happen?
No,
no,
bar, honey.
Not that. In terms of that setup. You know, you had two or you said three, two young folks, or three young folks.
It was a double date.
Yeah, exactly. So the older individual is the only one.
Right.
That's like, how does that happen?
He's the patriarch.
Exactly.
The
how's that happen though?
He clearly paid.
Right.
Maybe.
Exactly.
Okay, maybe.
He's the only one that has a career.
I'm trying to figure it out. Like
he's
like that.
He's the only one that has a career. Everybody else is. In college.
But what did he truly expect? Never mind. I guess then. What did he truly expect, though, in the situation? That
he expects
be
to get
him?
Some behind. He expects, you know.
Really, though?
Of course. What? You know, I wanted to get a sugar daddy until Viagra came out. Like, I don't want to have sex with him. Like, I want us to go out. I'll be your companion. You might even get a glance at the cleavage. I might even let a nip slip. But I do not want old penis.
I used to want sugar mama. I used to.
I don't want old penis, and I hope my mother's not listening right now. I really do. I don't want shriveled testicles. I just don't. I feel some kind of way about that.
So what's your limit? Like,
I don't know.
I mean, because I'm
my
sure
thing,
you know,
I don't want
you
him
know,
to
as you
look
go older,
old.
It has to go old.
Right. I don't want him. I guess it's a physical thing. Like, I have to be attracted to you. Like Jim Vance, he's like 75. I'm attracted to him.
He's a sexy old
my
guy.
My boy Will, he met him recently.
I met him too.
What'd you say to him?
He had a girlfriend.
You ain't like nudge up to him and say, hey, hey.
I tripped and fell in his lap. But we don't have like the same circle of friends, so it just would be so awkward to me. But of course, that's just
the
boundaries
the same
that I
Y'all
put on myself.
Level the number.
Jim Vance and I, we like the same kind of music because I love me some oldies.
Okay, so you may have.
He knows my auntie.
You never know.
So we might have the same similar circle.
Yeah, that's close enough. Yeah. I mean,
so you never know.
Yeah, I mean,
stalk him a little bit. You never know.
Yeah, restraining order. Yeah, you got it. Whatever. But
slip that number to him. You never know. It happens.
Nah, I just don't think it's gonna happen because I feel like when we get down to doing the do and the light is gonna be like partially on and I'm gonna see old body, that I'm liver spots, and
I'm done with you.
I feel like that's going to happen.
I'm turning this way.
You know what?
My stomach is not prepared for that. I'm not saying that I'm the best looking chick in the world, but I best believe that my body's a lot tighter than somebody that's 75.
You never know. He might surprise you, Angie.
Jim Vance. I'm so sorry.
This is just a terrible discussion. We're here talking about Jim Vance.
Wrong turn.
Yeah, you know what? We focused a little bit. We need to not.
We're talking about Jim Vance. Ain't this something?
But George Clooney. I think George Clooney stays in the gym, though. I don't know.
George Clooney's hot?
I do.
He's okay.
I don't know. I guess it's because the way he wears those suits.
I think Vanessa Williams is hot.
And, you know, Denzel Washington, like the sophistication is what I like. And that's the word I'm looking for. A lot of young guys seem to lack sophistication.
Exactly.
Well, a lot of guys my age, too.
I didn't understand why everybody was going crazy over Denzel until I got older. And I was like, oh, there it is. There's the ground.
The cover of, I don't know if it was GQ magazine. I don't know, but he looked all kinds of delicious. Like, suit was perfectly tailored and.
Whew. The sad thing about being the only dude here.
There's a lot of young guys that don't get that.
I'm talking about.
It's a lot of cougars out there that are hot, too, though.
Yes.
Yeah, Pam Grier. I used to love Pam.
She's not as hot as she used to be.
I'm talking about like when she was on the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air for that one episode, like that, you know, her special cameo.
What are we talking about now? Cougars.
I'm not even going off that. I don't remember that Pam.
I need you to hold that thought.
Go for Cougars now, though.
I need y'all to hold that thought, though, because we are in the second hour of the show, which means it's time for Miss Marie's Rant and Rave. And just in case you're just now tuning in, you're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow. We broadcast live every Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on rocktheflow.com. You can also download the TuneIn app so you can listen to us wherever you go. That's TuneIn, T-U-N-E-I-N, all one word. Download it from the App Store. It's totally free. Search for The Flow DC. We're the first station on the list. Add us to your favorites. And pow, you got us every Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on The Flow. Don't forget to check out the website thisdateisover.com and post your bad date stories and relationship woes. You can also check out the link to RSVP to come to our cocktails and conversations on Saturday, May 17th from 4 to 8. That's thisdateisover.com. And like I said before, it's the second hour of the show, which means it's time for Miss Marie's Rant and Rave. And I ain't got nothing prepared. Like, I don't know what to rant about when it comes to dating somebody, you know, outside of your age range. I mean, do what you feel is best for you. You know, whatever you feel comfortable with. If you like him or her, go for it. You know, try not to be too caught up in what other people say. Because I know that can make us feel some kind of way. Like, oh, look at you with that little young dude. Or look at you with that little young girl. That old man or that old woman. If they make you feel good about you, keep doing it. If you see something, if you see a future with that person, all power to you. All mother effing power to you. Just be prepared for the comments. Be prepared for the backlash. But you know what? Love is love. And if you love that person or you really like that person, do what you got to do to make him or her happy and make yourself happy. If you like them, who the hell cares? Well, whatever, you know, who else? I can't even talk. Like, I need a beverage. I left my wine that I told my brother to bring champagne. He ain't bringing it with the wine. But anyways,
let that go.
If y'all missed it earlier, I made brunch for my mother for Mother's Day, and I asked my brother, I didn't ask him to bring me food, no money. I said, could you bring some champagne? He said, yes, I have champagne in the fridge. He came to my house with wine. Wine! Wine and sparkling cider. That is not champagne. But anyways, back to the rant and rave.
That wasn't a rant.
Love who you want to love, whether they're young or old. But if you're going to go out after somebody, you know, my thing is, if you're going to be significantly older than me or way younger, step your game up. Like, you can't just be some raggedy, run-of-the-mill, average Joe Blow. Like, you got to blow my socks off. Please have, you know, your wardrobe tight and, you know, you got the good lineup, the good shape up. You go to the barbershop regularly, and I need to go like tomorrow because I didn't go this weekend. My bad. I need to go. But yes, step your game up, as I'm being hypocritical right now because my hair's looking crazy in the studio. But that's it. I digress. Anything y'all want to add to the rant and rave?
I think the stuff that you said at the end, though, is every age group. I think that it would be more important for somebody younger to have all those things in line just because. Mm-hmm. Clearly, you know, you can't approach a 30-ish
person with your boxer showing. Yeah, you know.
But my thing
baggy is baggy pants.
Even with older guys, I feel like when guys approach 40, they don't know how to dress anymore. Like they're tucking their polo shirts in a little too tight.
No,
the khaki.
What 40-year-olds?
No, she's right. She's actually right.
The sandals, the mandals.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Oh, honey.
No.
Yes, this
See,
happens.
No. When you go to the Zanzibar.
Me and my best friend used to have this discussion all the time. Our fear was we were going to turn into those individuals. Like,
and
it was that
it
scary.
Happens.
But you know what?
It's scary.
It happens, but I think, honestly, that there's been a turn. I think that 40-somethings right now are trying to turn it up a little bit and get
no,
a little bit
they're not. No,
so
the majority.
Thing,
no.
The 40s, new 30 no. type thing.
Yeah, the majority I mean, of them are
yeah,
not turning
and some
it.
Of them really? Are trying just a little bit too hard.
No, what
know?
Happens is a lot of the guys, as they get older, they hold on to what was their glory years when mm-hmm. they got all the women. So if he was the man in 96, and in 96 it was all about DDTP and Madness,
rocking
he's still wearing DDTP, Madness, and slouch socks yeah. today with Timberlands. Because that's what was popular. That's what was hot in 96 when he got all the chicks.
Yeah.
He has not, his wardrobe has not graduated.
Well,
or he's gotten a job. He's in corporate America. And he's lost sight of, you know, what's hip. He doesn't pay attention to fashion magazine. So he's like, okay, well, this is what my big brother or this is what the guys at the office dress like.
So they go
wear
get
their
the sandals that they can
they wear their
yeah.
dad jeans.
Exactly.
They wear their pleated khakis. They wear their polo shirts tucked all the way into their socks. You know,
stop.
Right. They wear their penny loafers that aren't shined. Like, they wear everything that says, I'm old, I am 40, and you do not want to have
40.
Sex with
40's
me.
40's young, no? Maybe because
I'm not saying 40 is old. I'm
no,
just saying
I'm
you
saying
dress.
Old either,
I mean, a
but
lot. When you get to a particular age, when she's referring to, like, 40-year-olds, 40-plus, you
the
do
dad
see,
jeans.
You see, yeah, you see,
the
like,
dad
males,
jeans
you see males
really
scary.
Kill
like,
me.
Scary. I'm
like, the super relaxed fit dad jeans.
Like, if you go to the gym, too, like, even, like, this what they wearing, when folks are wearing sweatpants, and it's all it just looks different. You're like,
you're tucking your shirt,
shirt
in your
sweatpants. It's like, it scares you.
Yes.
Like, I'm thinking, like, is that where I'm going to be at? In X amount of years, I get terrified with stuff like that.
No,
seriously.
And what I'm saying is, I think
the
that
cutoff shirts, I can't.
I think
shirts.
That mm-hmm. because you're terrified of it now.
Yeah.
Then I need you to stop it. I need you to talk to all your 30 somethings that are your age and say, you know what, that's not cool.
Yeah.
We're not going to do that. Leave the sandals that will allow for us to walk on water in the store. And that's basically it.
Let me tell you something. I'm in a sorority,
uh-huh.
the best sorority in the land, Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated, and I go to Q functions. Come to a Q function.
Oh,
you
the
will,
old Qs.
You will see the old Qs
with your socks
with
and the sandals.
The sandals.
Yes.
You will see them with their Omega Psi Phi t-shirts tucked all the way in their dad jeans. You will see that.
But it's the shirt from when they crossed in
1984.
Yeah.
Wow.
You will scary. See that.
That's why I have a, like I said, my best friend, one of my best friends, I told him, like, We're making sure one of us is going to warn the other when we start going that direction. So I'm good. It's not going to happen.
You have accountability.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
So what are the pros and cons of dating somebody that's older?
Pros?
Mm-hmm.
Pros is a little bit more experience.
Mm-hmm.
I'm about to be real like man bashing right now.
Oh,
but,
it's okay. It's all good.
Yeah, I didn't care that you were sitting there. But
okay,
I mean,
it's okay.
I think that regardless of the age, it's still a man. And mm-hmm. as a woman, you know, you have to account for their shortfalls as a man. And being genetically built to play the game. Quotation fingers are up for people who can't see me. The game. You know what I mean? And so I think that older men are just better at playing the game longer until, you know, they already set that trap.
Mm-hmm.
Younger guys don't know how to play the game that long, so they just they make the mistake off the break
mm-hmm.
by being a little bit too aggressive with the wrong thing, or not being a gentleman, or thinking that cursing or showing money or something like that is
hey
aggressive.
Everybody, I'm going to flash $100 in ones on Instagram.
Did I hit that wallet?
Hey everybody,
I hit that
I'm
going to
flash my new
yeah,
necklace.
That's pretty accurate.
I think some of the pros that, you know, with dating someone older is that stability. Mm. Is more than likely the case.
Yeah.
They're more stable, and as you said, they know how to play the game. Like I think older men speak women a lot better than a younger guy
right.
because he's experienced it. He knows the right things to say. He knows what a woman will like. He knows what she might want to hear. So he knows how to finesse it. He has a little bit more I don't like this word, but he has a little bit more swag when it comes to dealing with women.
Well, he has more years of being rejected by them, so he knows
exactly
how to affect it. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
However, the cons.
Gosh,
oh,
yes.
Lord, the cons. Hope my mother's not listening. So I had an experience with an older gentleman. He was about 11 years my senior. But he dressed nicely. Very cool. We had a good time together and whatnot. But I guess this one particular night it got a little hot and heavy. And yeah. So he, I guess, you know, wanted to give some Australian kisses. And I,
my friend calls it ice cream,
obliged. But he was not very good. He was very bad.
But that had something to do with age?
Very bad. And then he had the nerve to say, wow, I did such a great job down there. I said, I beg your pardon? Who told you you were finished? Number one. Number two, well, are you giving yourself an attaboy right now? I didn't tell you that anything was great. Like, what are you doing? Like, you're not done. I'm thinking, oh my gosh, my man, you're like 45. You know, you should know better than this.
Yeah.
I was so disappointed. I was like, I can't do this. And I was disappointed. I was so disappointed. And then I had an experience with another guy who was in his 40s. And he had the nerve to say to me that, I can't even get it out. He said, people are surprised that I'm not even 25. They tell me I look 25. And I had to look at him. I said, who told you that? I was like, I'm so sorry to inform you, but you do look your age.
Overconfident. Overconfidence
like,
is
there's no way in eight hells that you look like you're 25. If anything, I look closer to 25 than you do, and I don't even look 25. But I'm like, my man, are you serious right now? I don't know who told you that. You must have, you know, owed them some money, or they needed something from you because you do not look 25. So please don't play yourself. And he did.
In eight hells, though.
I don't care if you close both eyes and put a bag over your head and cut the lights out. He did not look 25. Nowhere close. I like this confidence, but I'm like, come on, my man. Like, you are really stretching it now. You are really stretching it because you definitely don't look like you're younger than me. At all.
That is hilarious. I'm
sorry.
Every which way, that is hilarious. Just that you told an individual he's doing that you're not finished yet. That's the hilarious part.
He wasn't
part about
done.
It. Like, you hurt his ego that bad. Like, you're not done yet.
But how are you gonna?
I mean, but how did he know?
How did he know? How are you gonna come up to me?
You
like,
gave him like, are you done? You could have gave him like, are you done?
No. He was like, yeah, I did such a good job.
I'm just gonna keep saying no.
Who told you were done though?
Wally, no.
Why would you say that?
No.
If my toes are not curling, if I didn't wake your neighbors, then what makes you think that you're done?
It doesn't matter. Why are you 45? And somebody, no, Wally.
I was so disappointed. Like, you don't know what the frickin' frack you're doing. Man,
just don't let that be you, Wally.
Oh, not.
Cons. That was a huge con for me. So that was like my only experience with an older guy in that kind of situation. So we never like went all the way. So I can't go back there.
I'm glad you have the sad face on.
I was very disappointed. Very disappointed.
She just read
it's
that
just,
whole
I mean,
situation.
It's certain things, and that's my ignorance. I'm thinking at this particular age, you know that's what to do. And I don't want to have to teach you. But
that just goes to show it's weak links in every chain.
But then again, that's my ignorance too, because everybody's different. So I'm going to have to teach the person how to please me, because they ain't never been with me before. So
do you have any pros for younger, dating younger?
Pros for younger, they will probably be more adventurous. That's my assumption. That's my assumption. I don't know.
I think they
will probably bring out.
You don't agree with
I
that?
I agree with that.
I think they will probably awaken something in me, like make me more spontaneous or make
or
me
just
that
out,
that,
see
that
things
I can see.
I didn't see before. They can show me some new things.
But spontaneous isn't adventurous? Spontaneity.
Adventurous is different. Adventurous is different. Like I said, like some of the older girls I dealt with were adventurous.
Because they
like they're way more adventurous than any younger, anybody even at my age.
And I think somebody younger would probably be a little bit more carefree.
Yeah.
I think I might have, you know, might be a little bit more uptight now that I'm 30-ish. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think somebody younger would probably be a little more carefree.
They have less of a filter.
And they would help me to open my eyes
to
be more
relaxed.
Think
about a younger you. A younger you had less of a filter.
Yeah, I mean, I understand. I'm just saying, well, from the female
at 25, I'm like, woo, 25.
A little different. I'm just like, they were very, very adventurous, though.
Well, however, at 25, I bought my first home.
Oh.
So. We're just talking about, like, really real life stuff.
Like jumping out of a plane.
I bought my first home at 25.
Oh, okay.
I sure did. I had some property.
Sexually, I know, like the older individuals I dealt with, these girls were very adventurous, very.
Age range, though.
Yeah, because they.
What's the age range?
We're talking 35, at that time, 35 and 40.
Alrighty. Well, we got to go to break. Going to break, yes. Going to break at a good commercial. Mm-hmm. Keep in mind, you can give us a call. The number to the studio is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at dateisover. And also check out the website, thisdateisover.com, and post your bad date stories and relationship woes. So keep it right here on This Date Is Over Radio, right here on rocktheflow.com.
My name is Dale Pazinski. I volunteer with United Way to help the homeless in my community learn computer skills and build a basic resume. I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live united. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Verizon has the best service that I've ever used before.
Never really mattered too much to me that you were just too damned old for me. All that really mattered was you were my girlfriend, and baby, that's all that mattered to me. Let me love you down. Let me love you down, even
Terry. You're listening to The State Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie. And if he's never heard that song before, he is just too damn young for me. That was Love You Down by Ready for the World. He said, it really doesn't matter too much for me that you're just too damn old for me. All that really matters is you're my girlfriend. And baby, that's all that matters to me. Because all he wanted to do was love you down, honey. That's all he wanted to do. He wanted to get up in that. Love you down the right way. And a lot of young guys don't take their time. But by the way, I'm Miss Marie, and I got Miss Neil and Wally in the studio.
Hello.
We chilling.
Can nobody hear you?
I'm sorry. We chilling.
We're talking about young love. Do you like them young or do you like them old? The number to reach us is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. I asked a question to the ladies. I said, ladies, who is better in bed? A younger guy, someone your age, or older? And what do you think the lady said?
Older.
Exactly. The vast majority of the women said older. And Peacha said it best. She said, someone older, but not too much older. They're not in a rush to arrive at the destination. To them, it's about enjoying the journey, while younger dudes prefer to fly and get there as quickly as possible. Older men don't mind a road trip. Hello.
Yes, Peaches.
Except for that old man that was handing out those Australian kisses.
Everybody
who
is different.
Patted himself on the back and was like, hey, I did a good job. Yeah, shut your ass up. Shut it up right now.
She's real mad about that
right
now.
I am mad about it.
Salty about this.
Yes, she's like 5 seconds from saying his whole government.
Right. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. That's not how we roll. Maybe I should end up on the website, thisdateisover.com, because you know that's the website for you to post your bad date story. So maybe I need to post that, because it was, that was a sad one there. Sad one. Yeah, but you know what? Speaking of dudes our age, I doing some girl chitter chatter, and Wally, you're probably going to be whatever. But yeah. Girl chitter chatter, I'm hearing this running theme about guys 30-ish, and that they can't keep it up. That's frightening.
I said older, so I don't know what 30 is just doing. Sorry.
But I'm hearing this a lot more often.
Say again.
Of guys that are 30-ish, like young 30s, cannot seem to keep an erection.
I don't have that problem.
I'm not asking about you having that problem, but I'm certain you guys talk. Do you know why guys are having these issues?
Please, do y'all have that talk? Wait a minute.
We don't have that talk.
Okay.
I don't have that talk.
I don't know why guys trying to be secretive.
No, I'm being serious. I don't have that talk. We don't have that kind of talk.
So what would cause a guy in his 30s to not be able to keep an erection or even get one?
They must not be interested in an individual. Yeah.
But why would they initiate the sexual act?
Maybe initially they would. Maybe they would like.
You're initiating and your penis is like.
But something happened to turn them off.
Maybe
she wasn't smelling right. I don't know.
But it wasn't any more than a physical connection. So maybe she said something. Or
I won't even say that. I think as a guy, once you put yourself in that situation, you're feeling good. Like, you feel like it's going to happen.
So something can't happen. Like, maybe
her bowels were all messed up. Or
her bowels?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yo, what?
Did he put it in the wrong end?
Maybe. Like, I'm just saying. Something
her
happened.
Her bowels?
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Maybe his penis is messed
there.
Up?
Why we got to put it on? I'm throwing
because
it out there.
Because it's concerning to me that I'm concerned that there's a lot of guys who
saying.
Cannot keep an erection and they're in their early
30s. It may not be that individual's fault. You know what I'm saying? Like, it could
and
be
I get that. It could
no,
be.
But that's what we're asking. That's
it
what
could
asking.
Be. So it could be the woman that she doesn't look that good naked. It could be the smell.
It could be that they just did something to turn them off. You never know. It could
like
be just
what though? Like what could be
she
turned
could say
off?
Something
I think,
like
I don't
off
think anything
wall.
She says. I don't think anything she can say unless anything. I don't think anything she can say to make to have for that situation to go down.
Even drop like the L word off the person counter.
No, that wouldn't. Because you just right there, you're ready to go.
Wow.
I think you're just pretty much ready to go. I don't think anything verbally. Can really get you down. Can really
nothing,
put it
so
down that way.
Verbal.
Unless it could be. So it has to be something totally outlandish. Like
you know what?
Totally okay.
Speaking of softy, because there's a lot of guys that get the softy action. Check out one of our blogs. It's hilarious. It's called Mr. Softy. Go to thisdatisover.com/Mr. Softy.
Yes, please.
Hilarious,
please.
Blog post. Because that's the same situation. A dude that was like 30 or late 20s was trying to bang a chick's back out with a soft penis. it wasn't going anywhere because it was soft. He had to miss the softy. But it's sad to me that I'm hearing a lot of women complain about guys in their 30s that can't keep it up. So you say it could be her odor. It
yeah.
could be her
I
body.
Older. I think it has to be her odor.
It ain't just
older.
That.
It has to be.
I think a lot of these guys are out of shape.
Right. But you
does
can't.
Alcohol
but,
I mean, play a part? I'm certain it does.
Not, well, no.
Alcohol.
You know, it keeps you not. Well.
No, it never, doesn't.
It, well, for certain.
It doesn't.
Well, it does. It
no,
does.
It doesn't.
Well, it does.
It does not.
It does.
Or could they just have an erectile problem?
Yeah.
That could be a situation, too. I don't know.
So, fellas.
At that age, though, 30.
I need you guys, especially in your 30s, like, period. I know a lot of guys don't care for going to the doctor, but please get your annual checkups. Please talk to your doctor. Turn your head and cough. Do what you gotta do. And make certain that everything is working downstairs. Like, make certain you are going to the gym and getting that cardio in so you can have that stamina.
But what does cardio have to do with it just...
It has to do with everything. If you don't have the stamina, you're too tired.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're tired.
Your body's
to go for the long. I mean, in terms of being for the long run, yeah.
But it has something to do with you know, if you're out of shape,
blood flow.
Yes, your blood ain't gonna flow to him either.
I'm hitting on a lot of
Rick
points
Ross,
tonight.
Rick Ross must be. Rick Ross must be horrible.
He might be.
Rick Ross must be the worst.
He probably
in the
don't
world.
Even have to do. He has money.
He don't have to do it.
He has money.
Smalls is getting it in, and he must be like the most out of shape.
And his titties are bigger than mine. I want
he's rocking them. He rocking them though.
So what are the pros?
Oh, this is terrible. So terrible.
Well, let me take that back. Wally, would you prefer to sleep with a younger woman or an older woman or someone your age?
At this moment, my age.
Why?
Because to me, it's I'm looking for something else, so it's different. Like if I'm looking for an older, like somebody older, like 40, well not 40, about 40, like about 43, 45. It's more, my mindset is totally different. It's about having a sexual experience.
So you're not having that mindset with somebody that's your age?
Depends. It depends how I gauge that individual within the conversation.
Are you looking for love?
Am I looking for love? Not looking.
Are you looking
if it falls
for lust?
Into it.
Or what's that? Are you looking for lust?
For lust? I'm a happy-go-lucky individual. So for me, it's just I'm not really
he'll
looking for
anybody. He's one of those. That's what I was about to say. He's one of those.
What's one of those?
I mean, he's saying that. He's like so confident in what he's saying. And
he's like
and you and I like eyes and we're just like.
He's such a politician.
What's yeah. one of those though?
I mean, because.
What do you prefer?
Because it's one. It's to me.
Who's better?
It doesn't have to be per se all the time. But right now you've
I'm
been asked a question. So answer the question.
Okay, I did. Go ahead.
So she asked you if you were looking for love. You said, I'm a free spirit. I'm a gypsy.
So that means you, what do you prefer? Like, do you like to sleep with an older chick or a younger chick? Or
I said
someone
that,
your
I'll
age?
Answer that question. I'll answer that question.
You did. You said someone your age.
Yeah.
Okay, so then my question to you is because you said that earlier.
Yeah, I did. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So is it because, I know, I'm on your side this
Thank
time.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
So is it because you're looking for somebody your age? Because you've gotten older, so like in your 20s, you were looking for somebody that was
just have fun, yeah.
older, mm-hmm. and so now that you're older, you can see
he's looking for the whole
you
package.
Can see the
he's
benefit.
For the whole package?
Yeah. So yeah. you're looking for the benefit in somebody your age.
Exactly. Everything.
That's doing it.
All
right.
Coated one. There you
I
go.
I feel you.
There you go. Thank you. I like her.
Yeah, you should. She's single and mingling.
I dig her. She's fine.
Hey, check. He's brown.
What can brown do for you? What can brown do for you? So you prefer somebody your age?
Yeah.
I don't know that I have a preference. I do. I prefer somebody that can make my toes curl. That's my preference. Somebody who's consistent.
So that's all you in it for now?
That's my consistency.
That's all.
I prefer consistency. Not necessarily on a sexual basis.
That's her consistency.
I'm looking for companionship. That's okay. What I'm looking
okay.
for.
Okay.
Not necessarily sexually, just a companion who can be consistent and can make me laugh and make my toes curl.
Right.
That package.
I was giving Wally a hard time, but I understand the not really having a preference. Because for me, if you can make me laugh, you can make me smile, you can do all these things. Really, as long as you're not 12 to 25, then you're okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm not going to necessarily say, jump out there and say, oh, I only date older men. I'm just going to say that would probably be my preference right about now.
Okay. Well, we got to go to commercial, so give us a call. The number is 301-560-6992, 301-560-6992. You can tweet me or hit me on Instagram at DateIsOver, and also like us on Facebook, facebook.com/thisdateisover. We're like, 15 followers away from, was it 700 likes?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So
yeah,
like us.
Maybe close.
Gosh darn it.
That's right.
It's facebook.com/thisdateisover. Thank you. So keep it right here on The Flow.
Did you just look down at your phone? You did it again, didn't you? You know, you're flying down the road in a 3-ton hunk of steel, and a text takes your eyes off the road for an average of 5 seconds. At 55 miles per hour, that's long enough to travel the length of a football field and cause some serious damage. Turn it off. Trust me. Whatever it is, you'll live.
Learn more at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Who's to blame?
sauna will take, but in the morning the sauna would seem a lifetime away.
Listening to the State is Over Radio right here on the Flow. It's her music from Tina Marie, one of my favorite songs by her, and it just so happens to go with tonight's topic. The song was called Young Love because that's tonight's show. We're talking about dating them young and old. If you have an age preference, I am your host, Miss Marie. I'm coming to you live from the Iron Radio Broadcasting Network from rocktheflow.com. You can check out the State is Over Radio each and every Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Flow. rocktheflow.com. You can also give us a call tonight. The number is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. Like I said before, that was music from Tina Marie. May she rest in perfect peace. The song was Young Love. I love me some Tina Marie. And once again, if you don't know who Tina Marie is, you are not the one for Miss Marie. Also got Miss Neal in the studio. What's up, Miss Neal?
Chilling. They need not apply to me either if they don't know who Tina Marie is. High five, none of them.
Right. Also got Wally in the studio. What's up, Wally?
What's up, people?
As long as they know who Britney Spears is, you cool, huh, Wally?
Hit me, baby. Spears. One more time.
That wasn't Britney Spears, though, really?
Pass me the headphones, please.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thanks.
Sorry you had to tell me. I couldn't tell what was going on.
Right.
Yeah, they're not going to reach.
Oh, gosh darn.
Hey, you want mine?
No, it's okay. I just choose these. I can only hear out of one ear, and that's bothering me.
Oh, well. She's that kind of person.
Oh, well.
Oh.
Young love. Young love. We talked about guys who are 30-ish who can't keep it up. That breaks my heart. Guys get checked out. But it also breaks my heart that it's dudes in their 80s taking Viagra. And you know what?
That breaks your heart?
Random story.
Breaks your heart, right.
Because I want a sugar daddy. I just don't want to sleep with him, okay?
What you think they want to do?
Right.
But you know...
What you think they want to just look at you?
Yes.
Yeah. Nah, they That's don't just want
to
do that.
He needs to have a heart condition.
He needs to have
it. Yes.
Oh, my God.
So that we can't do the do. We can just enjoy each other's company. Hello. That's all I'm looking for. That's not too much to ask, is it?
A little bit.
If you need a sugar baby,
a little bit.
Yeah, I'm looking for a sugar daddy. You can email me info@thisdateisover.com. Call me. Actually, don't call me. Email me. And if somebody has a sugar daddy, probably doesn't even have email.
Right? They're like, what is that?
What? Email? What's a computer?
Let me flip my phone open real quick.
Flip phone. Let me call you from my rotary phone. House number? I don't have a house number. I know. He has a house number. But differences. So, Wally.
Yes.
So, you said sexually an older woman was more free than a younger chick?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Really.
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 So, what's wrong with the young chicks in the bed?
Some of them get real... I mean, for the ones I've dealt with are real boring.
Define boring.
No excitement. It's nothing. Like, it's quiet time. It's like real quiet. It's just like not really into it, or I don't know how to explain. It just has. It wasn't.
Are you quiet?
Me? I'm not quiet. I'm not quiet at all. I'm not a quiet individual. It depends. It also depends how you vibe with the person too, though.
So if they're quiet, then you're quiet.
Exactly. I'm not gonna force the action.
Oh man,
I can't stand
fly
quiet,
on the wall.
If you're too quiet, I'm gonna start thinking about things I got to do with the rest of my day. I'm gonna start thinking about, you know, I gotta take the trash out. I'm gonna start having to think about, you know, what I have to do the next day. I'm gonna start thinking about errands. I'm gonna be thinking about everything except for what we're doing at that moment. So, fellas, do not be quiet, because that will bore the entire hell out of me. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, and Wally just showed a picture. He just posted it. He said, chicks be like, I want a sugar daddy until daddy wants that sugar.
And exactly.
Exactly right.
That's
I want a sugar daddy, but right. I don't want him to have anything to do with my sugar. None whatsoever.
Terrible.
No
Terrible.
Parts of it.
Yes.
No parts of it.
This is what they expect. I'm just telling you.
I mean, right.
That's what
they're
I
getting their money.
I don't like the fact that these guys have Viagra. Like, if you married, cool, take that Viagra. But if you try to go up to somebody young, I don't want you
but
to have that.
But that's why they're going after somebody young.
Like, the chick, like, come on now. Donald Sterling, that racist guy. Like.
You mean the chick with the Adam's apple?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even want him to smell my cooch. Like, I don't even want...
Do you think he actually did with her, though? It doesn't even seem like
probably
that.
Yeah,
I think so. I think so. Yeah.
I mean, but she got like a couple houses and some cars. Yeah. Like, she got millions from that fool.
I don't think that he is going to be coughing up hundreds of thousands of dollars
just to not get in.
I don't.
Just to have her on her.
And just like
on her arm.
When
no.
she wasn't even that cute, though.
Not like, exactly.
The liver spots and the shriveled upness and
well, that's why you have a degree.
Yeah. Doesn't she have a degree?
And
she was a. Was
she has a degree.
I needed to remember that I was sensitive.
Ratchet.
That's what I was about to say. Yeah.
Wow.
And gardening. She has a degree in gardening.
Right. Yeah. She has a bachelor's in ratchetness and a associate's in hoeing. No?
No.
That's just hilarious.
Isn't she part Amish? They do it with a hoe.
Stop.
Really? Really?
They do it with a hoe, you know?
She done brought in
she
a whole
is just
people.
A whole, yeah, she a whole different world right now. Yeah. There's something going.
No, because I go see the Amish Outlaws. It's a group called the Amish Outlaws, and they're great. Hilarious group. They actually do hip hop and R&B and like 80s music and rock and roll. And they have a bumper sticker that says the Amish do it with a hoe, and it has a picture of a hoe, you know,
an actual
hoe, not a woman, but an actual hoe. And that's why I voted that. Yeah.
I mean, but what if it was true love though? Like, what if you met online and he like swept you off your feet, and then when you met him, you saw that he was
his face.
You saw that he was like Mr. Burns from The Simpsons. Like, what would you do?
Smithers. No.
But what if he like was everything that you wanted him to be?
That's not everything
you
I want
catfished.
Him to be.
You were catfished. Weren't
that's
you?
Not everything I want him to be. Yeah. If I can't look at him, if he doesn't make my juices flow,
that's kind of shallow.
That's not everything that I want him to be. Really?
He's shallow Howard.
Is it?
Yeah.
Would you want to get with a dude that doesn't make your juices flow?
Oh, no, I wouldn't. I'm just saying for you. We're talking about you. We're not even talking about me.
Right.
We're not judging me. Right now, the spotlight.
Come on now. I want no parts of
right
that.
Now, the spotlight's on Miss Marie and what you
like,
and
gonna
what you
it's going to be the Sahara Desert
said.
Down there if it's Mr. Burns or Donald Sterling.
But we're talking
maybe a couple hundred thousand, and you know, I can get some. What's the drug that like knock me out? Like, give me like a horse tranquilizer, and then you know I'll hit that. But
wow.
I mean, I'm gonna have my. Really? He'll pay off my student loans, and he'll pay off my mortgage. You know, my house will be paid off. So, but it's a balancing act,
huh?
I don't know if I can balance that without vomiting. Like, I haven't thrown up since I was probably 8 years old. So I would probably vomit if we had sexual relations.
Oh my God.
So it's true. I mean, because I believe whoever said it when I was like a teenager, you know, off the break, like who is capable of getting to what stages in your life off of meeting them off the first 5 seconds. Mm-hmm. That's a very true statement. Mm-hmm. As women, we look at men and we know that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We're shallow.
I've also gone to the Zanzibar, the spot that Wally mentioned, and I met somebody that was older, and I couldn't do it. I'm like, you look older than my father. Like,
see, that's what I mean. As long as they don't look that old.
Yeah, if they didn't look it, we could work something out. But you actually look it and you speak it.
And you speak.
You speak old. That's his. Yeah.
Yeah. He's an older gentleman. Old. I like to think that I made him younger. He's a little hipper now.
Mm.
That's good.
Trying to keep up with
he's
me.
He's probably wearing like triple fat goose now. Starter.
He is not wearing triple fat goose.
He's wearing cross colors now. Hey.
He is not,
I get it now.
He is not wearing cross colors.
Use jeans. You know.
Those shorts.
You know
with
how
the
I roll.
In front of them are coming back.
Well, we got to go to commercial. That's why these commercial breaks come around so quickly. But keep it right here on The Flow. That's rocktheflow.com. Got to go to commercial break. Keep in mind, you can give us a call. The number is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. You can also tweet me or hit me on Instagram at datasover. And make certain you follow us and like us on Facebook. That's facebook.com/thisdatasover. So keep it right here on The Flow. Be right back.
My name is Dale Pazinski. I volunteer with United Way to help the homeless in my community learn computer skills and build a basic resume. I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live united. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
You're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie, coming to you live from the I Am For Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com. Just heard music from Keith Sweat. And if you don't know who Keith Sweat is, you're just too young for me. Especially if you don't know about
early Keith Sweat days. I ain't talking about Twisted. Not that Keith Sweat. I'm talking about old school Keith Sweat. That was 1980 something Keith Sweat. The song was Right in the Wrong Way. He said, you may be young, but you're ready. Ready to learn. You are not a little girl. You are a woman. That sounds like the biggest pedophile.
It is.
The biggest
like
pedophile.
He was waiting outside the waiting. High school. Like,
oh, you graduated. You legal now.
Right. You may be young, but you are ready. Bend over. That's
wow.
That's what it sounds like to me when I hear that song. I'm sorry. But we got Wally in the studio. What's up, Wally?
What's up?
We also got Miss Neal. What's up, Miss Neal?
What's up?
We're talking about young love. Dating them young or dating them old. So, you prefer older? I kind of don't care. I care, but I don't care. Like, I prefer somebody my age or older. Somebody that has their ish together. But then again, I guess I got to backtrack because I'm trying to get my ish together. I'm still recovering from unemployment. Like, I do work now, but I'm still trying to recover from that whole little stint of unemployment-ness. But, yeah.
I mean, for me, I understand that. I always say, you know what? We don't have to be on the same level income-wise because mm-hmm. I'm a hustler and I'm going to go get it anyway. Mm-hmm. And not everybody has that Sweet. Mentality. I will support a dream, but to have a plan. Like, don't be a dreamer Ooh. Just saying, I have a dream. One day I'm going to be president. All right, sir. So,
what's your plan? Write it out.
Yeah. What year did you graduate from college with your political science degree? Or
are you
what
a
are
lawyer?
You doing? Are you doing this?
Did you go to law school?
And they're just like, oh, no, I ain't even start school. Sir, excuse me, sir. So have a plan for your dream.
Have
it's not
a plan.
About money. It's about your plan. I'm not a gold digger.
Money is important now. But I hear you. I'm not saying I'm definitely not a gold digger. I know I've been joking about
digger.
Having a sugar daddy, but I'm not
a
gold
digger.
Yes, gold. G-O-A-L.
I like that.
What are your goals? Yeah, if I have to give you every step of your dream, it's not. The date is over.
This relationship is all the way over.
Goal. I like that. Gold digger. I like
gold
that. That's
digger.
A nice one. Good.
I stole it. I'm not going to give anybody right, credit cool. for where I stole it from. I'm just going to say I stole it.
Stolen. So what about you, Wally? So, you know, it's almost time for us to get out of here anyway. So any parting words?
Nah, for me, you know, we all have preferences. Mm-hmm. But let's not kind of let it block us from anything that's positive right in front of us. So, I mean, yeah, it's easy for me to say that's my preference, but honestly, it's, you know, we all have to be open-minded to the point where, you know, give that person the opportunity to impact us, and if they can do that, then be willing to
impact
accept
us outside of the bedroom.
Outside of the bedroom.
All the way around. All the way around.
I need the whole package.
Yeah, all the way around.
Agreed.
I need the whole package. Well, thank you guys for joining me tonight. I appreciate it. Hope you guys had a good time, because I did.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
Yes. I totally
so
had
much
a lot
fun.
Of fun.
Had so
much
I'm
fun.
So coming back again.
Yes, yeah, so make Perfect. Certain you check us out every Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on The Flow. That's rocktheflow.com. You can download the TuneIn app. Search for The Flow DC with the first station on the list. Save us to your favorites, and you got us. Bada bing, you got us. Also, check out the website, thisdateisover.com. Post your bad date stories and relationship woes. And also check out our upcoming event. It's on the website, thisdateisover.com. It's called Cocktails and Conversations. We're going to get together, have some cocktails. The signature cocktail of the evening, or early evening, I should say, is The Lover. Because I love love. And Definitely. I love the drink. Yeah. Therefore, it is called...
The Win-Win.
The Lover.
And
win-win
it's not,
situation.
It's not free. You have to pay for your own.
It is not free. Do not ask me if it's free drinks, or I will punch you right in the throat. Somebody asked me that for our one-year anniversary last November. Like, it's a free event. Not free open bar, honey. Like, I'm not a man. I'm not buying you a drink. So, please, your cleavage ain't gonna work on me, honey. I got my own.
Right.
So, yes, it's a free event. I mean, free for you to come out. Come out and have fun. So, go to thisdateisover.com. Make certain you RSVP. Come on out. Have some drinks. Shoot some pool. Meet some people. Simple as that. But let's see. Final words. Love who you want to love. Date who you want to date. But if you're going to be a young dude approaching me, please have your ish together. If you're my age and you're approaching me, have your ish together. If you are older than me, have your ish together. I'm so sick of meeting ain't-ish dudes.
That's
like, if you don't have a pot to piss in or window to throw it out, if you're living on somebody's couch, I am so sorry.
What
it's just not a time for us.
What's a comfortable couch, though?
I don't give a damn how comfortable the couch is.
Oh, God.
make certain that you have something. You don't have to have everything. Not everything, but something.
Don't come to the table empty-handed.
Yes, please don't be empty-handed.
Bring a main dish.
Please. Like, no you, side items. You have to bring, he ain't even bringing side items. You bring in, like, paper goods. Like, I already have plates. I don't even use paper plates. I have ceramic. I got my Corel, okay? I don't use paper plates. Mm-hmm. So don't come to me with no paper plates when I got the entire meal and the beverages. Don't come to me if I ask you for champagne and you bringing me wine.
That was your brother, though.
I know, right? But let me shout out because we got to get out of here. So once again, thank you guys for joining me in the studio. Thank you guys for joining me online. Make sure you come back next Sunday, each and every Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on The Flow. That's rocktheflow.com. And check out the website, thisdateisover.com. That's all I got to say. I'm hot. I'm about to go to bed. Chill out. Well, I ain't going to bed because I'd be too excited. I kind of want to go to the bar. But you know what? I sound like an alcoholic right now. But anyways, y'all have a great week. Have a good night. Good bless. What is that? What the hell is that? I'm sorry. God bless. Good night. Bye-bye.